Well, whilst public services are suspended, we're unable to experience church as we normally would do, of course. But this day has been called as a national day of prayer about the pandemic. And prayers and readings are being led with a small number of us here at All Saints. Let me read some words from Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. We pray, keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you taught us to love our neighbour and to care for those in need as if we were caring for you. In this time of anxiety, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick, and to assure the isolated of our love and of your love, for your name's sake. Amen. And we especially ask for your grace at this time, that you would use the support network set up around Ferriby through our church. Sustain, protect, and help us to point to you. Amen. Well, we're going to read the readings that we'd chosen for Mothering Sunday here at All Saints. And the first one is Isaiah 49, about God's tenacious love for his people, even better than the most remarkable mother. And Jill's going to read for us.
The Restoration of Israel. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favour I have answered you, in a day of salvation I have helped you. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those who are in darkness, appear. They shall feed along the ways. On all bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will make all my mountains a road, and all my highways shall be raised up. Behold, these shall come from afar, and behold, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinai. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on the afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me.
And also from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10, a reminder of God's passionate search for those who are lost, those who need him and realise they can't meet their own needs. Luke 15, verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbours, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbours, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Well, let us pray to God, who alone makes us dwell in safety. And we can join in the response. When I say, "Lord, hear us," we can join in by saying, "Lord, graciously hear us." For all who are affected by coronavirus through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they may find relief and recovery, Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, that they may make wise decisions, Lord, hear us. For doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skill and insights, many will be returned to health, Lord, hear us. For the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, that they may know your comfort and peace, Lord, hear us. At this time of uncertainty, we pray that you, O Father, would reveal yourself to many. When normal life is suspended, remind our communities that we need you. When life is in danger, remind us that you have brought escape from death through Jesus, who died and rose again. Restrain evil, hold back ill will, and open hearts to your grace in Jesus. Bring good out of this dark situation. Lord, hear us. And our prayer during the 40 days of Lent. Almighty God, who called your church to witness that you were in Christ, reconciling the world to yourself, inspire us with your Spirit, fill our hearts with your love, and help us to make known your good news, that those who hear may be drawn to you. Through him who was lifted up on the cross and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And on this Mothering Sunday, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for our mothers. We thank you for the self-giving care they poured out on our lives, and for all that we are as a result of that love. Amen. Amen. So we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.